Hello, hello.
It's the 10th of March. It's we're talking about checking my super bikes. Race ready bikes for the Kiganjo Thika Road. My old hood boy, and this is a race it was a good Kiganjo the whole time in Kopale. I never used to go bala. La vida is funny like that. Yes, I had last anyway, bikes always are dope sound because kids are machines, well, 1000 cc. And all those changes is just around in us, well. Anyway, it's much. Mwezi meruka with a lot of trabago pale Pedro and Kema Shida Mingi up, bwana. Angani system zika na mashida bwana. Ziko pango vizuri sasa mafola ute zinagukia pedrini yo bwana. Likuwa naangia na Vanso pale nikakumbuka kuna time. Hizo angani systems enterprise bwana, they were without owners bwana. It used to be a shambles. It used to be poor. They used to be running on like autopilot with no admins, no nothing, blah 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 blah. Kina Pascal wengi bwana. Tumetoka mbali bwana. I'm not surprised na behavior za hii bwana. Always mekuwa na mashida na dereliction ya hizo systems bwana. Nobody give a fuck. Anyway, I can't complain. Your wrist and attack on the panga ATM card is all right, man. The narrow line proper. I haven't done this for a while, by the way. I think I last did it in January, and so I need to tear some stuff like that very fast. Turn the cards. Senegal, I can still remember the day when Abdoulaye Wade was being run out of the presidency in Senegal. Bwana, Senegalese were going to praise Macky Sall like he was the next messiah. Bwana, that's a Macky Sall already. It's 10 years, but I think it's 10 years already. Dude has served 2 times attacking to talk about this stupid motherfucking. That's a Senegal. Politics imekuwa dramatic, and for the longest time Senegal in politics it didn't mean nothing, man. Senegal is you at your coup d'etat. See what you overthrows and dangerous politics, man. That's how I go on the streets, man. I got to wonder what the thing, what the deal with the president seat. Now to talk with you, give you, man. I can only assume Macky Sall with an Indian father or mama they were throwing themselves at him, man. I just see, boy. Maybe that's the only thing that can give me that one. If you're in a place like that, it's key hit top notch hospital. All right, he's a banner. You're in a plus. You want to tie a banner. You want to dig. You want to grow some roots. Establish yourself, banner. We're in Gaza, banner. But you didn't change. Now my Philistines. Oldest ghetto beef in the world. But don't wanna bang bang. after Mafilistine wa Bucheri, like 1200 ile back in October bana. Asa umetandikwa nyaunya bana, like 25,000 Philistines dead bana. Nakumbuka ile jamaa kwa interview ya Piers Morgan akiuliza how much is a Philistine worth, life worth vis-a-vis ya yule niche, like bro. At that scale it's 1 to 30 I think. La vida can be fleeting. Of all those 30,000 dudes, most of them 20k dudes is like bambinos, bana, youngsters. Mamodi bana. People who had their whole lives ahead of them living in the games in the Judenisha ghetto, Judenisha imposed ghetto, bana. And sometimes you get to wonder why bother with all these problems in La Vida, bana? Why bother with the degrees, the masters, the CCIEs, bana, the master certifications, the hand, blah, 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 the fucking. Now, eventually, at some point, at a time when you don't even know, you yourself know you'll be checked out, man. And you consider La Vida from that angle, man, it's better to be drinking and dining and whoring and discoing and getting drunk all day, just chilling, drinking margaritas, enjoying this daylight. Vida in carefree. Whoa. Give me a second, you know, you're tracking Nani, bro. Modern day Judas by Jesse Royal. JJ people, bro, now we're gonna go right extreme. But la musica la reggae bana Uncle Jew. Then you can watch the Doxy Jeremy Jimmy Cherizier. Jimmy Barbecue. A former Kappa IET. Cherizier tried to cultivate an image of a straight up dude bana. To straight up and stuff like that. Me enjoy his propaganda. Briefly within the cracks, you can see that dude kuna backstory. You scary but nisikia watu ya ghetto wakisema huyo jamaa anaitwa barbecue because anachomelea watu live while they are live kwando tuwe vivo anakuwekelea grill like Nathaniel Natty Morgan. Kuweka kwa grill bwana na nakubrule na kupika kama stew bwana. Agofas Jerizia na wahitian motherfucker. There's so power in my own so niggas bwana. Feel bad for federales in KE bwana. Be sent in a place like that bwana under such conditions bwana. Oh, Akora, they are dangerous like fucking. Even if I was going down, I was going to be I reserve my commission right now, man. I'm fucked this shit, man. And there are 20,000 gangs, 20,000 gang members in Port-au-Prince, okay? You got one. Okay, man, what do you think, man? I'm not going to have to make it, man. And to make it worse, KE level is here. It's like a US like federal is doing it. US federal is going, you know, wakona support, wakona armor, wakona air superiority and stuff like that. They can hammer with this anyhow they want, but if you're going ground game now with rifles like them, but how they're going to go eight rounds, but like nobody's beating this, but. My next point is that El Zedan, but the La Guerra Bana is going on now. Nobody give a fuck, but Ilianza ikakuwa na headline kidogo for like 2-3-4 months. Ahmed, MSD, and the general, blah blah blah. Asa, it's 1 year later. The planet, dudes on the planet couldn't give a motherfucking about that conflict, but In a way, it's good for Sudanese bana. Hiyo watapigana, itaenda amicably. Watatandikana and hile ugera inakuanga dangerous, hile imatuchua by external factors bana. Hiyo inakuanga toxic. Zakayo recently bana nimeona watu wanaanza kutan bana. For the longest time before 2022, Zakayo bana narrative yake ilikuwa underdog man bana, government anapigwa ma hand check politics na anapigwa akiwa ndani, and he is at rally this very nice. Sasa kwenye hosis bana anaenda ndada mkutano bana, watu wanamjia bana, anataka kumsikia bana kani bila. Kana hivyo wazichekai, nimekuwa nikilenga politics ya RKI na zama ndi inaweza kuwa moto, inaweza kuwa interesting ba. Halizoli kia sisi ya Zakayo ya ndugijiri, done around those things ba. Because for some reason, dudes are not happy with this ba. It will be interesting to see how he 360s on that issue ba. Because he need to win back confidence very fast. Ako in a bad place, opinion wise. Yeah, I think the EU election, I'm confident that dude can rebound. It was a gamble in the seat when it's like things are going like that, but gamble would have been a lost cause, but I'm back on the grind of politics, but I'm going to tell you what he's going to do next. It's going to be interesting. AFCON imekama imego. Ivory Coast wamefanya ile kitu. I should have niko naona wameshinda finals and nikasema shit. I should have gone like the way I was planning, but by the time niko nimepanga naenda kuona hiyo match live. Hiyo AFCON live from Abidjan and Ivory Coast. Lakini I lost my resolve. Nikamaliza na mambo ya kupanga ATM ni mambo na nini kick down. I've been postponing foreign trips for the longest time, but ni dinero za forces in an influence negatively, but come aside, you can end the leave next week, but like in this kuna Zwoti checking in next week. Next weekend kuna Zwoti on the table bwana. Mimi havana hizo hiyo Zwoti bwana, lazima nilipe in pocket 16 ni gone on the bwana. So anyway, congratulations Abidjan, kama Ivory Coast bana, majama alifanya na Super Eagles that thing bana. It was an interesting tournament by the my sports bado has here to keep up as much as I would like to. I believe the root cause ni poor time management, because hata sahi nilikuwa nakumbuka leo gyms jako nikitu check-in ba. Nilikuwa nimesema whatever happens bwana, lazima I make time niingiage pale nimekuwa naonekana kidogo bwana, hata kama ni show up na ni you walk around the place bwana, hata hesabu kama you did preps or anything, I show up and walk around the place, look at them they got bitches bwana. So anyway, Cameroon coach bado ni Rigobert Song bwana. Rigobert is like furniture in the Cameroon squad bwana. Like when you watch soccer, Rigobert Song was in the squad, was in Cameroon football. Yeah, he was like 20 years old. I ni memuona kwa Cameroon squad. I think alianza kucheza ya squad like he was 17 or something. But to the 2000s, to the 2010s, I think alishinda AFCON fulani pale. Sasa he's coaching. Na abuye. He's aging, but if you don't know, I'm an old sort, but I'm not talking about Origo, but I'm not good for my young one. To an old dude, but hey, sure. Pala Senegal, Pia, player coach, player graduated coach, in the Jama, I think I'm going to add you, CC. We Jama, we're 2 decades in Senegal sport. Tangu and World Cup South Korea. Time in Lima, France, the upset training champions wakaliwa in the first match of the first round, boy. The squad ilikuwa na kina Camara na Badiop. At times in a goal, like, which is some very dangerous work. My next point, I'm going to watch Traplo Ross. Traplo Ross and a fuck per Pulitzer Prize for Jumbo's gangsters, motherfuckers. Recently, I penned up gangster stories, but they were better than watching Netflix, but you know, show where there is a lot of action and go and violence and tragedy and stuff like that and shocking shit. I'm not channel on Netflix shows, what of days my shows, some stories, some gangster motherfuckers, buana. Gangster don't live long, buana. The result, come on, check it, come on, story, a Kwando Rondo, buana. Kwando Rondo, buana, is coming from a very bad situation in life, buana. He had to have foster home when he was young, buana. Skia the early stories of Kwando Rondo, but you understand why he's in the gang life and stuff like that. Surely, you couldn't really find belonging and family and stuff like that. He had a very difficult upbringing, scary stuff, but anyway, Traplo Ross and Gomez and Boy gangs in Sweden. Apparently, Sweden will pay a Marcel and a third world motherfuckers from Iraq, Somalia, Eritrea, field states, and everything. His generous Scandinavian motherfuckers are to in a karma. Fair haired models. I'm talking about the Sweden squad. Sweden squad forever. They're always the flyest dudes in the World Cup. As far as teams go. That's how I'm going to visa and my son. I'm a third world jungle motherfuckers. Okay, and the gangs, they have gang issues in their communities. These are my housing projects. Oh, Somali, my Iraqis, nani. Let a brand of others say in a Sumbua Wazungu parliament. Sweet motherfucker, they bought this motherfucker back where they came from, Buana. The next thing you're going to happen, you're going to have leftist politics. I don't want to complain. We want this motherfucking jungle motherfuckers gone from this place. But to see such things happening, you begin to understand why most parts of Europe jungles are conservative like that. Places like Belgium, Netherlands, and Askew complain now attacking immigration. If you watch it slow down, I don't want to have a third one motherfucking zone. I couldn't have a bad one. Another bad manners and all sorts of problems. He lets to immigrants coming in with problems here. Apparently, this is stereotype. Bala. Something observed and you know your story as we did. Immigrants sometimes they bring a few benefits, but in the whole, they result in a lot of negativity in the place where you go to. If you want to study, learn from Sweden's example. Man from Guinea plays for fans, Paul Pogba. If you had grown up in Guinea, but I would never have known that motherfucker. Like your Juventus are gonna chase a soccer like you cannot believe. A few times I was realized that Pogba at Juventus before he went to Man U, he was unbelievable. Now recently people are dope. Nikona skiza kwa news dope as among soccer players new is nothing new. I think to be concerned about that in the 5 years that really he's still young. Although that kwa mzee sasa sana ni kutu peke yake. Because he's in his 30s like that. But at least he's in the World Cup. I got a World Cup from 2018, I think. You should take it easy, don't need to rush, no baby, that's Tuesday nikipapa bana na issues za fasa angani ya bana nilikuwa najaribu ku chillax on IG napata IG my updates are not showing. I update timelines and I can't read the comments. because I'm motherfucking technophone, bwana. Hii kitu inanisumbua. This is the last time I'm doing technophones ever in this life, bwana. Fuck this motherfucker. But apparently, I spoke too soon. Hiyo kitu ilikuwa outage ya Meta, Facebook, IG, all the systems were down or something like that. I don't know what had happened. Japata is in report. Kasema, wow, for the first time, bwana, what a unique experience. Nimepata IG iko chini. It's a testament to how efficient site reliability engineers in Facebook and Meta are. How good they are, but so me tangu nianze kutumia IG, this is the first time in my life where IG na nikapata kuna outage. So bravo those malavakas, are enough respect them as engineers. So nimemaliza mapoints wacha tufanya AOB very fast. Nasikia kudos bana. I always do this motherfucking shit in the journey when I'm choke about. Kana nimefika hapa nimesema hata ni bahati nimetuma ile pepa yake hiyo. Nilikuwa najidanganya morning ati naweza acha halfway through alafu nikuja nifanye jioni pa. Ana nimechoka bana, nimeenda 42 kilometers kianje and back. Me, I only want to do this, but don't want nothing else. Still on AOB, ni wana cruise channel lingine hapo back in February, yeah, DC Gangsters. Most of the time when you're talking gangster shit, wana, you talk about LA, Compton, Inglewood, the Hoovers, the Crips, the Bloods, MOB. You thinking about Drill and Shatown. But you wouldn't believe Washington DC, you're the capital of the United States in a corner gang. She's in a super heated motherfucking one. Hey, I really bumming on Alabama. Jim Wally and I will be the US as well. Hey, we're gonna gang violence in a pitched and dangerous manner. Anyway, DC gets some watch stories out. Come on, shorty pop. Demands you. Alpo Martinez, the Silk. Iko kama kuwatch Narcos ya Netflix, boy. Body after body after body after body. Wow. Kama shorty pop mwenyewe. He got blown away with that. He came, bwana. Korowa US, bwana, they don't joke around. And it's beef for real. Nisikia YG akisema. Are you beefing with those Inglewood Bloods, bwana? They're beefing with you for real, bwana. Pia on gangsters, we're gonna watch story. Docs in Guinea, we're gonna watch how many bodies P. Diddy got. The Vileli Echo is like P. Diddy organized the death of Pac and Biggie Pamoja, but how do you go? If you're in the US, I would go looking for a weapon and shoot that motherfucker. Surely. Kind of Biggie and Pac are the hip hop icons to me, but I can't believe Diddy would have had anything to do with this demise, man. That would be some really, really hard to believe shit. Ile story ya Pac, kwanzia Pac tangu wakosana na Diddy bana, vile alimpangia wakora in New York. Pac ameenda studio kurekod music hapa na kora kwa Magoon Squad kwa elevators, and he shot him 5 times bana, trying to murder that motherfucker. So yeah, love Pac, we read a diss track bana, that's why he hit him up. Big Nak, I'm rushing ingine, who shot ya? Alafu Diddy naye Biggie akaenda sijui kukaendaje inelee at a party bana. For some reason Biggie uko na ops dudes trying to kill you, na uko yole tembea like na uko mamako. Yani big akiwa mahali Los Angeles kwa ma traffic lights bana, ma wakora, they found him bana, they popped him in his vehicle surely. Kasema WTF. Just like that, hip hop was nearly stopped. But tu kuna watu walikuwa na catch the hip hop bug, otherwise those are two giants in the hip hop industry or rap music industry, sorry bana. Anyway, your story updated by Ayo Jamaa is wicked. Punk motherfucker is your bad boy is a tag he wears for real, but on a jokes. Jiguna's only rebrand. I was hoping to be a kashaki, a kibandaski shaka, a place like a moshi na nini, looking baumbao-ish, that it is to look like Mzamani with Mabati and everything. Unfortunately, Jamaa ameenda akatengeneza designer spot very well, it looks real nice, lakini for me it is not the same experience, but Jigones was a certain way. Jamaa, before he rebuilt the place, I don't know if he talked to customers. I'm assuming he, the main Jiguna date. As an next generation in Afanya upgrades, and me myself, I don't like the upgrade, but I prefer them a bad shot. Happy la shaka, I'm a batty, I'm a moshi, and the butchers running around in dirty overcoats, and etc. etc. I like that much better. But anyway, Garissa Water Services Commission, the CEO ban. Recently, alipatikana na EACC, alikuwa amefake the degree paper, can you believe? Effected degree credentials, akaenda Gawasco, got a job as a clerk initially, been rising up the ranks slowly. Paka he's earning CEO salary check with fake degree papers. Well, like I said, all things under the sun are possible if you're creative. But Jamaa really motivated him, and he's like, you issues as fast as possible, brother. Because my issues are like that, and I want to go back to where I was carefree back in the day. Come on, your time, care, COVID in hands, and you're gonna na cruise my technology and any more random reading and stuff like that. These are my issues, man. Come on, last week, you guys are Cisco, MTR, even we have VC, surely. Ndiyo vizuri tunataka nijipange nikae vizuri. Seems you I'll have to go with the VCE dump peke yake, lakini niko nimesema just in case big dump iko fake. You want to go mtihani, you have some background, some, at least some practical experience, uko na familiarity with their plans. Thankfully, your firepower FTD is just a ESA with a different database. One, you know. I was very happy to hear that. I think that you're getting to Ikalia like 2 weeks of December to hell with it. The only problem with this EMTR near Cisco is 45k, can you believe? Quietly, when I'm contemplating that mtihani, I'm imagining, maybe just imagine when the mtihani was, okay, that's 45 G's. I could have gone around Kitengela, every whorehouse born, and spend money and have a good time. Hey, pesa inge back, but. If you can believe that, that's the other thing. Give me jitters about that. Kali kwangu kwa fadhali liende ile kilimani mazaji bwana. Yes, is he portrayed to him, bwana? Anyway, acha nisome hizo visi tu wale vile tutaenda bwana. And I'm out. Wacha nikadoze, nimechoka bwana, motherfucker. What we've done is crazy. Only each other.